back to Giants.com with this week's version of the Preview Report brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the New York Giants and the San Francisco 49ers, a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. And the 49ers are just as good of a team, if not better. They've outscored their last two opponents 79-3. Last week against the Bills, they ran it for 300 and threw it for 300. The first time in NFL history that ever happened. So they're playing some good football. The Giants are going to have their hands full. But they are getting a little bit healthier. But first, the bad news. It looks like Kenny Phillips and David Deal, they're both battling those knee injuries. They will not be ready this week. But the Giants hope to get Martellus Bennett on the field. He hurt his knee last week. And they'll try to get Akeem Nicks back as well. Make sure you stay tuned to Giants.com. Check out the injury report. You'll see if they can go on Sunday. As for the rest of the Giants, we'll see about Andre Brown and the concussion. It's sometimes tough to get back after just 1 week. Ramses Barden, who had the concussion a couple weeks ago, he will be back. But of course, the list is very long, folks. Go to Giants.com for all the details. Plenty more coming up on today's Preview Report. You'll hear from Kevin Gilbride. You will hear from Perry Fuel. And Paul Dottino will join me as well. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G. Anita Marks and Michael Eisen, take it away.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, as always, and we kick it off in Brooklyn. Mike wants to know, with Alex Smith airing it out last week, how do you evaluate the play of the Giants' secondary so far this season, Mike?
I think overall it's been very good. There have been missing parts all year, either at cornerback or lately at safety with Kenny Phillips, but they have not given up a lot of long passes, and I think in general they've been pretty consistent. There was a lapse last week, obviously, with the 62-yard pass to Gordon. But other than that, I think the secondary has played pretty solid, especially considering the pass rush hasn't been what everyone would like it to be.
Well, Michael, that plays into our next question from Dave in Jersey. Wants to know, how do the Giants fix their issues in the front seven, not getting pressure on the quarterback and stopping the run? As we know, the stat between O.C. Tuck and JPP, only 3.5 sacks this season, Michael.
Yes, and 8 for the team. They're just going to have to keep at it. Tom Coughlin said that opposing teams are getting rid of the ball quicker. They're really max protecting to make sure the Giants' defensive ends do not hurt them. It's just a matter of keeping at it, being relentless, maybe coming up with some new tricks up front. But the Giants are just going to have to figure out some way to get a better pass rush on the opposing quarterback.
This is from Julia in Westchester. Wants to know, how big of a role will rookies Reuben Randall and David Wilson play this coming week? Of course, Giants fans love the young rookies. Yeah. Want to see them get more playing time.
Do you have a crystal ball? And I'll tell you. I would assume Randall may actually have a bit of a reduced role if Ramses Barden is back and he's healthy. But he showed last week that he does have a lot of promise, and he'll. I think he's earned a spot in the rotation. Wilson remains a mystery. Tom Coughlin's playing close to the vest about Wilson. I know he would prefer that Ahmad Bradshaw not carry the ball 30 times a game. And if Andre Brown is going to be sidelined with a concussion, then I would suspect that Wilson will get a few carries, maybe up to 10.
I'm sure that makes Giants fans very happy. They want to see the young man get more playing time. Michael Eisen, Anita Marks, John, we're sending it back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, how you doing?
Very well, John. Big game this week.
Super big game, a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. You know the 49ers want some payback.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, ever since that game was over and they walked off the field at Candlestick, they were thinking that the Giants had stolen their Super Bowl rings. I don't think you could foam at the mouth any more than the Niners are this week.
Especially on defense. That's the strength of the 49ers. And they really take the personality of their head coach. They're tough and they're physical. And Martellus Bennett, who maybe will play this Sunday, we'll find out. Check out the injury report. He knows that front seven will be a lot to deal with.
The defense is really, really good. I think the front seven is probably one, if not the best front seven in NFL, is probably the top three. So those guys, they play very hard and they're very talented and an athletic group. And they could do a lot of things that other linebackers and other people up front can't do.
And, Paul, their front three, anchored by Justin Smith, a Pro Bowl-caliber 3-4 defensive end, is excellent. But their real strength is at inside linebacker. Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis might be the two best inside linebackers in all of football, and they're on the same team.
John, this is a defense the Giants remember well from facing San Francisco two times last year, and they haven't exactly gotten any worse. In fact, if anything, they've gotten better, because the last 2 weeks they have totally dominated the opposition. They're fast, they're strong, and as, you know, talking to some of the Giants, they say, you know what, when you're that good, you don't really have to scheme. You just beat people.
Yeah, Paul, they've outscored their last two opponents 79-3. They have been absolutely dominant. And they not only stop the run, they also get after the passer with that front seven, much like they did in last year's NFC Championship game. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows they are extremely quick, and they use a lot of tricks to get to Eli Manning.
They got great players. They're tremendous. They're tough. They got great speed on the outside. Smith is a beast on the inside. He's strong. And we go against some pretty good ones in the Dallases and the Philadelphias, but they're as good as anybody up front.
Paul, they get pressure up front. They like to get to the quarterback. When it gets to third and long, after they stop the run, they pin their ears back and they rush. But on the back end, they have some pretty talented players too.
Yeah, their secondary really hits like a ton of bricks, led by Golston, who, you know, you remember last time when the Giants played them, he leveled a couple of real whacks on the Giants receivers. Victor Cruz in particular, although he had a really good game, got beaten up a lot. He felt the black and blues for weeks after that. And, you know, it's going to be very important for the Giants not only to get Nick some passes and to find him to get some openings, but he's going to need some help, because if they're only relying on one receiver, it's going to be a problem.
And if you think they're only physical on defense, you'd be wrong. They're physical on offense as well, Paul. And it all starts with Frank Gore. Entrell Roll knows that he is a handful.
You know, man, Frank's all around back. You know, he can catch out the backfield. He can run between, you know, the tackles, run outside. You know, his pass protection is awesome. You know, he's definitely one of the most complete backs in this league. And, you know, he's a triple threat. You know, we understand that. You know, he's always been the same way, you know, growing up. And, you know, he's still the same way now. So we understand how he's going to attack. We understand, you know, what they're going to present. It's just a matter of going out there and executing.
Paul, Frank Gore is up in years, but he still really does it all. He's a three-way back, as Entrell Roll just pointed out. He's the center of their offensive attack.
You know, the scary part about it is, John, they've run the ball so well between the tackles over the years, but now they're also running it to the outside as well. 7 yards a pop when cutting around the left edge, 10 yards a pop when cutting around the right edge. You know, all about Hunter, and Kaepernick is running Wildcats. This running game is so diversified, and they're running the ball 52% of the time on first and second down combined. You can't get better balance than that, John. This is a very dangerous team.
And then they're also dangerous in the passing game. They have a number of weapons that Perry Fuel and the Giants defense is going to have to deal with.
We think of this league as a pass-first league now. Are the 49ers a bit of a twist on that, a different kind of club to prepare for?
Very different. You know, they present you a lot of different runs, a lot of different blocking schemes, a lot of different personnel groups with formations and adjustments, and so they are a little bit unique in what they do. You know, with the quarterback coming in as Kaepernick, they ran a little bit of the option against us in the championship game, and so they've expanded that a little bit more, and so that, again, you have to prepare for that part of it. So they keep adding things that you have to prepare for, so they become, you know, more difficult to defend.
And, Paul, you heard from Perry Fuel. They are a handful, even passing the ball these days. Last week, 5 throws through the air of 20-plus yards. Granted, the Bills' defense really didn't show up for that game, but they still managed to get the ball down the field. Wide receivers Vernon Davis a huge weapon, and they're giving Alex Smith a little bit more responsibility.
Yeah, well, John, the thing about it is, when he first got there, everybody said he was just managing the offense, but then during the offseason, they went out and got him some weapons.
Yeah.
Mario Manningham off the Super Bowl champion Giants. You guys remember him, right? Some guy named Randy Moss, too. And, of course, Michael Crabtree is still there. And Vernon Davis, you mentioned before. You know, they're very diversified. Now, for the most part, until last week, they haven't thrown the ball long. They like to throw the ball short, that West Coast style of offense, and running the ball and controlling the clock and go through long drives. That's still what they want to do. They don't want to put Alex Smith in position to make mistakes. That's still the case, John, but they certainly are a little more diversified.
Paul, thank you very much.
You got it, John.
And we'll see you later on in the show for your keys to the game. But first, let's go inside the locker room, where Anita Marks had an opportunity to sit down with one of the guys who will have to slow down that 49ers passing attack, Giants second-year player Prince Amukamara.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Prince Amukamara. And Prince, you started the past two games and you're looking great, playing a lot faster. Is it because you have a better grip of the defensive schemes Perry Fuel's throwing your way?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to understand the concept and the schemes of our defense a lot more better. And I think just with the more reps, I think the more comfortable I feel.
Also looking that you have a lot more physicality going on right now. You're going to need that this week against the San Francisco 49ers receivers, who they run a lot of timing routes. So the importance of that this coming Sunday.
Yes, I think our job is to disrupt that timing, so just get hands on the receivers, and it's going to be a great opportunity, and we have our work cut out for us.
Now, going up to San Francisco, obviously a team that you kind of like ruined their chances last season, for them representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, you know that they're going to be a little geeked up. Is it kind of the atmosphere here in this locker room, does it kind of raise your level as well, considering you're playing the San Francisco 49ers?
I'm sure that they had this game marked on their calendar, and it's a big game for them, but it's also a big game for us. I mean, they're one of the teams that are playing great this year, and it's just a great opportunity to put our best foot forward against their best.
Last but not least, their running game is pretty important in the grand scheme of their offense, and they seem to have a lot of success around the outside, averaging, I think, 7 to 10 yards per carry when they really cut it wide. Importance in helping that, stopping that run for you in the corners and the DBs this coming Sunday?
Like you said, I think we just have to be continue being physical. They do have a lot of linemen and a lot of people just pulling out to block, so we're going to have to be physical and hopefully we stop it.
Great. Well, good luck this Sunday.
Thank you.
All right. John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time for our keys to the game. Paul Dottino rejoins us. And, Paul, what's the one thing the Giants need to do to beat a very good 49er team on Sunday afternoon?
Well, it seems to me, John, that field position is going to be critical, because we talked about how the Niners really don't take a lot of chances and they don't gamble very much with the ball. So you want to make them drive the length of the field as often as possible. And at the same time, because their D is so good, you don't want to have to go through a lot of real estate to get points. In the kick return game, well, we all know about Ginn, we all know about Williams. Those guys are very explosive in punt and kickoff returns. But how about this, John? They've already given up a punt return for a touchdown this year, averaging like 25 yards opponent's punt return average, which is horrible. And then they're giving up over 30 yards per kickoff return, which is dreadful. David Wilson, are you listening? Giants got to win the battle of field position.
Might be the week David Wilson finally breaks when he came so close against Philadelphia a couple weeks ago.
He sure did, John.
Paul, thanks a lot.
You got it.
All right, everybody, it's going to be a great one on Sunday. The Giants' first 4 o'clock game of the year. Make sure you tune in. And that's all the time we have for the preview report. Thank you to Anita, Michael, and, of course, Paul. I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend right here on Giants.com.